Worried or Concerned? By Maria Fontaine.
No one can deny that we live in a world filled with troubles of all kinds. We can't always control our circumstances, but we do have the power to choose how we will respond to them. Two words that I find helpful when describing our responses to the troubles of life are worry and concern. One article explained their meanings in this way. Worry is the incessant ruminative speculation of what might go wrong, an anticipation of chaos. It's a form of self-torment, best described as what-if thinking. Concern, on the other hand, is a calculated consideration and assessment of actual danger. Worrying anticipates problems and things going awry, loss of control. While concern is more fact-based and geared toward problem-solving, what do you think serves you when facing a life challenge? Dealing with fact, being concerned, or dealing with fiction, worrying? As Christians, we have the blessing of not being limited to what our natural reasoning or past experience offer us. This is because we also have the Lord's mind and His wisdom, comfort, and insight to draw on through all the ways to know God's will. We can sometimes fall into worry instead of concern when we encounter a major setback or some kind of suffering. Even the threat that something similar might happen again can almost instinctively become a source of worry unless we take active steps to guard our thoughts and take our concerns and burdens to the Lord in prayer. I'm not saying that demonstrating fact-based concern will always eliminate our problems in the moment, but it can help set us on the path to finding solutions, because we will then be looking for the answers we need. When coupled with faith, this can open our eyes to the solutions that Jesus has for us. When I was struggling with worry and was praying for a way to overcome it, the Lord reminded me that I need to do my part in bringing the answers. If there is any step of obedience that He's showing me to take, I need to do so to the best of my ability. Faith and obedience go hand in hand. When we face a situation where we feel tempted to worry, there are activities that can help us focus on Jesus. Some people like to take a prayer walk, listen to uplifting music and possibly sing along, review God's promises and personalize them for their situation, ask for prayer, or read quotes. I like to do all of these, but I especially enjoy reading inspiring quotes like the following. Worry never robs tomorrow of its sorrow. It only saps today of its joy. Leo Buscaglia. The very essence of anxious care is the imagining that we are wiser than God and the thrusting of ourselves into His place to do for Him that which we dream He either cannot or will not do. Charles Spurgeon. A woman on board a ship was very disturbed in a storm while her husband, the captain, was calm and restful. She asked him why he was so placid when she was so distressed. He did not answer in words, but he took down his sword and held it to her breast. She smiled. He said, "Why are you not afraid? This is a sharp sword with which I could slay you in a minute." "Ah," she replied, "but I'm not afraid of a sword when it is my husband who wields it." "So," said he, "neither am I afraid of a storm when it is my father who sends it and who manages it. Now, since all the trials and troubles of this mortal life are as much in the hand of the great God as that sword was in the hand of the good woman's husband, we need not be afraid of them. For they are all in His power. When He rides aloft in His chariot and the skies tremble at the sound, why should you tremble, even you timid ones? Charles Spurgeon. I love this tip that was published on Anchor. Jesus, I want you to learn a new habit. Try saying, I trust you, Jesus, in response to whatever happens to you. Think about who I am in all my power and glory. Ponder also the depth and breadth of my love for you. This simple practice will help you see me in every situation. When you view events from this perspective, through the light of my presence, fear loses its grip on you. Adverse circumstances become growth opportunities when you affirm your trust in me no matter what. It helps me to have ongoing reminders to not worry, so sometimes I put notes up around the house that say, I trust you, Jesus. And if the things I pray for don't appear to go the way I expect, then I add Romans 8:28 right above those notes to also remind me that he has asked me to walk by faith and not by sight. Too often, when we rely on our own understanding or our own actions to try to solve problems, we don't have enough information to make the best choices. When we feel like things are out of control, that often leads to fear and worry. But all the while, God has given us the solution. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. I love the word picture that this verse portrays. It says to not lean on your own understanding. Of course, it's important to think things through and use common sense and experience as far as it can be a help. We just shouldn't lean on those things. What do you do when you lean on something? You put your trust in it. You lean on a walking staff or a cane because you feel sure that it's going to support you. It's going to keep you from falling and injuring yourself. When it comes to major decisions or situations, the Lord is the only one we can truly lean on because he knows what we don't know. Our wisest and most effective action is to lean on the Lord by looking to him, committing our every care to him in prayer, drawing close to him, and being attentive to what he's trying to help us to understand. Here is an illustration of this point, which the Lord gave in prophecy. Imagine yourself at a campfire, ready to rest after a day of climbing. You enjoyed this time to exercise, and you're now ready to have a peaceful rest. But as the night begins, the wolves are howling. You can almost feel their eyes upon you, curling their lips into a snarl as they glare from the darkness, seeking prey. The natural instinct might be to run, to flee. But my wisdom instead tells you to draw closer to the campfire, because, like the light and fire of my love, there, close to me, is the safest place for you to be at this moment. You feel vulnerable, but there's something that you can't see that keeps you safe in spite of your circumstances. The wolves are afraid of the fire. The fire acts like an invisible shield, just like my spirit when it is surrounding you. It is a place of peace and safety and inspiration. You find security in the fire, the light and the warmth of my love. So, trust me and move in closer. My rest will come to you as you draw nearer to me. Not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts. I can't think of a single time when God has failed me. I know that the Lord is going to take care of everything this time as well. If I'm tempted to worry about something that hasn't happened yet, I remind myself that even if it does happen, I have no reason to worry. Even if things seem bad for a while, I have the comfort of knowing that Jesus is always close to me and he and I are facing these challenges together. I'm inspired by the following little slogan that the Lord gave me. Learn from the past, its successes and mistakes. Light your present with joy and transformation. Look forward to the future, the wonderful things that await you.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.